Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
So three little kids.
Yes.
And Steph, do they fly okay?
Well, they have flown. So thank goodness we've been there, done it, because when we lived in San Diego, every vacation was coming back to Wisconsin. So we've learned what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, I usually do watch their screen time. That's a big thing with parenting these days. Like, watch the screen time. Because, especially with little brains, I totally get it. But when it comes to flying in an airplane, it's like, we bend the rules. Like, you are going to be watching a screen for 4 hours. We have a nonstop flight. We purposely did a nonstop flight. Hallelujah. That's something I learned throughout the years. Yes, I'm a frugal person, but I will pay more for a nonstop flight.
A transfer, you're running a risk of your bags getting lost.
Yes.
Last thing you want to do is be on vacation somewhere and not have any clothes, any of your belongings, cell phone chargers, none of that stuff.
Exactly. So I'm even debating, because in one big suitcase, we paid for only two suitcases.
Okay.
So in one big one is me and the three kids. And then in my husband's is my husband's, the diapers, and a couple life vests. Because we had to do research. I was like, no, they have life vests. It's a 5-star resort. Give me a break. But my sister-in-law, who is in the business of booking these trips, she's like, well, some of the resorts don't have them at the pools on purpose because they know the parents are drunk.
Oh.
And so they want the parents to bring their own life vests or actually be like conscious of where their kids are.
Are the kids allowed to swim with life vests in the pool?
Yeah, she said yes. So bring your own for the pool or little floaties.
Okay.
The splash pads and the beaches will have the life vests.
I know that pools in our area here, you're not allowed to wear a life vest if you have a little kid. I don't know if you know that.
No.
Yeah. I got into an argument one time when Lily was probably two.
Okay.
And she had a swimsuit that had a built-in life vest. And I took it in, and the lifeguard said, yeah, she can't wear that in here. And I said, what? I said, if anything, this is making your job easier. And she said, no, she can't have that in there because it might make her float strangely. And I said to her the same thing I say to people at Noah's Ark when they told me I couldn't take her on slides. Every person in this water park could die. The only person that would be living would be my child, because I would guarantee that. I said, so
I don't get it.
I'm just not going to toss her in the pool like a bobber and let her just kind of bound around.
Well, now you have me second guessing it. And I was like, if we don't have room for that, forget it. We're not bringing it.
Sometimes they're funny. Lifeguards are funny about that. Because
I gotcha.
The reason behind that, too, is then mom and dad think, oh, the kid's got life vests on. I don't need to watch them. And then I can go ahead and let them run around and do whatever. But just keep in mind, some pools do have rules where you're not. And I know the public pools here in Wisconsin, you're not allowed to bring in a life vest.
Well, I even was going to bring like our inner tube thing that my 2-year-old bobs around in.
Yeah.
But I've been there where pools don't allow that kind of stuff in. No, what are they called? Rafts. Rafts allowed. And so I was like, it's a resort. They know, and it's made for families. It's made for kids. They got splash pads. We got the beach. So that's the last thing I'm packing.
Aaron's jumping on, said, I agree with that. I was a lifeguard, and that's exactly the reason we don't like floaters. So I don't like floaters or floaties. A floater's when somebody's dead. We don't like that, we don't like that either.
So I guess, Aaron, chime in here.
But this is Mexico. It's a lawless country. honestly, it doesn't matter what's going on. My worry is, is Steph going to make it back, and are we going to have a radiothon for ransom money?
Stop.
They're going to find
out. It's a resort.
They're going to find out that a big-time radio host is down there, and they're going to be like, we can get some money out of this one.
No, I'm just staying on the resort. I'm not going to.
Cartel guys don't like to go to resorts. Yeah.
They don't.
They don't like to drink Mai Tais. They don't like to sit by the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Relax.
Have you ever been to Mexico?
I've never been to Mexico.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I don't mean it.
The Tijuana stories headlines in your brain.
Oh, no. Here's the deal. Mexico is a second world country at best.
Chime in, life eaters, if you know, because I don't know stats.
I ain't spending money to go to a second world country. If I want to hang out somewhere that's got pools and beaches, I'll go to our own second world country, Florida. What Florida is for.
I was taking a sip of coffee when you were saying that.
If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'm going to Hawaii. But I'm not going to go there because tsunamis and volcanoes.
I'm not taking that chance. Okay.
But there ain't no way in hell I'm going to Mexico. You can't. Stop. I'm not going anywhere where they. No, I'm serious. I'm not going anywhere where they say, oh, I wouldn't suggest drinking the water. No, I'm good. No, I'm good on that. Also, I get on a cruise ship. Cruise ship's a little floating second world country full of disease.
Oh my god!
I ain't doing that. Ain't no way. If I want to see Mexico, I'll go to Arizona. Arizona and Mexico are a lot
of
alike.
Or go to San Diego. I will always recommend San Diego.
Why not?
It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
You'll get the Mexican culture. You'll get the Mexican food.
Yeah, I mean, California's got a lot of Mexican culture in it right there. Texas. There's parts of Texas where you can go. And honestly, there's people where English is the second language in parts of Texas. So if I want to get that feeling, I'll go down there. But there ain't no way in hell. I know it's 2019.
Yeah.
Jackson doesn't like Mexicans. Is now what you're thinking here? I got no problem.
Right.
I got no problem with the
Let
people.
Let the rumor begin.
I love our Mexican brethren. I worked with a lot of them in my past. We have our Hispanic radio station over here, La Movida. I love Luis and Lupita. They're very wonderful people.
Oh, duh. They're not in yet. I should have had them come in. Like, what's a big misconception about this?
They don't get in until about 7:30.
Oh, okay.
They don't roll in later on. But I have no problem with the people. It's the country. It's mostly the government. Also, corrupt government. I ain't taking a chance with that kind of stuff.
Well, my sister-in-law has... It's 2019, so there's an app for that. This is so cool. This is what's making me breathe, okay? Everything is on an app through the vacation, which is awesome.
Nice.
So, like, our documents are all in one place. Some great tips.
So, if someone steals your phone, they have all of your stuff in one place.
Oh, my God.
That's nice. That's handy. You did that for them.
It's not like passports. It's, you know, the...
They don't need to rifle through your bags anymore. They just need to get that device off your...
Man. And while I'm reading through this, if you've ever traveled with kids, I'm all ears. Like, anything that's worked for you, comment, live feeders, okay?
A NyQuil.
Stop!
And you don't give them a full dose because you don't want them completely asleep. But maybe a half a dose. Just make them a little drowsy.
Well, that's actually part of it, is trying to keep them on their sleep schedule, which is tough. You know, everyone's excited.
Yeah.
You want to stay up.
What time is the flight tomorrow?
Tomorrow the flight is 10:30 a.m. So that's why we're staying overnight in Chicago tonight. So
you're flying out of Chicago.
Yeah, we're flying nonstop out of Chicago.
How are you getting to Chicago?
We're driving today. So we're driving this afternoon before rush hour. We're
going to
get a hotel at the hotel where it's like you leave your car, then
you're
they shut
to?
Them. Yes, it's one of those like stay, eat, whatever, keep your car, then they shuttle you to the
airport. How
much are
they charging you for that?
The same rate as the hotel. So that's what's really nice. So I'm paying $200 for the hotel.
So you don't have to pay any extra for the car?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Because
I know, sometimes, like, if you leave it, like, long-term parking.
Right.
Like when we go to Chicago, we're going to go see Phantom of the Opera. We park out of town at a long-term parking at $2 a day. We train into the city. And then stay there because some hotels will charge you $60 a day to keep your car there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're like, that's kind of their shtick.
Okay.
So, what I love about my sister-in-law's advice for traveling with kids, take it slow, leave plenty of time. You know, when traveling, it's always like, rush, 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 hurry to wait, hurry to wait. Okay. Pre-book everything you can, which we did. Explain the trip, and we've been doing that, and they understand, especially, no lie, when we move back to Wisconsin, the first question we get, when do we get to go back on an airplane? It's like, do you know how many thousands of dollars I've spent throughout these last 5 years putting you on airplanes? That's why we moved back home, so I don't have to buy 5 airline tickets anymore.
We drive to Grandma and Grandpa's
now. My gosh, exactly. Snacks, snacks, snacks. So true. Here, kid, shut up. Eat some food.
Are you allowed to bring snacks?
On the airplane, yes.
You are?
No. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, don't you have to, like, because I know, like, you only...
You can't bring liquids. Okay, you can't bring liquid through security. Once you get through security, then fill up that water bottle.
Mm.
Get your bottles of water and stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah, what's funny, no lie, do I have time for a quick story about the TSA?
Whoa.
40 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. So, my husband is a chef. One time when he was in his catering business, there was a snafu. He thought it was in San Diego. The day of the big dinner he was going to be creating, they're like, no, we're in Utah.
Oh.
They had money. They're like, we're going to book you an airline ticket today. And he's like, can I bring all this food on an airplane? What can I pack? What can I pack? No lie, I called TSA. I was like, can he bring onions and potatoes on the actual...
Yes, but it has to bite into each one of the whole onions and each one of the whole potatoes.
You can bring that on your carry-on.
We got to jump on air here. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Today is a very, very cold start to the day. Coldest temperature that we've seen so far, but there's no snow, so we got that. The high is even ridiculously cold. These are temperatures you would expect in January, February. Yeah. High of 17, sunny skies, so I mean, try to make the best of it. It's 6 at 5:43, so make sure you bundle up for sending the kids outside.
So yesterday was Veterans Day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking part in our 12-hour Radiothon Project Home. We did it. You should feel very proud of yourselves helping those. With that program, serving those who served right here in our Madison area, 100% privately funded by area organizations. And you, our community, you stepped up with your $25 donations, your $100 donations, your $1,000 donations.
We had a lot of $200, $300 donations in return for a 30-second commercial, so we had a lot of fun. They didn't fire me for that. So I mean,
actually, the boss gave you a compliment.
Yes,
he thought it was very funny.
I mean, that's a risk to take. Imagine you go into work one day and go, hey, today we're just going to give a bunch of free stuff away. So that's kind of what I did yesterday. But
what I loved about it is seeing all of our small businesses stepping up. And the differences from local authors to
plow truck drivers,
metal fabricators, who were run by veterans. So it was like a full circle, feel good day. And we have a little drum roll.
And the total that was raised yesterday, you did this, $25,130.
Wow. That was more than I was expecting. Are you kidding me?
That was absolutely amazing. And we know this time of year, you know, heating bills are kind of going up for you. You're getting ready for the holidays.
Yes.
So maybe you're kind of watching your budget a little bit. And but it was really a great way to show the veterans in the area that we really actually do care about them as opposed to just saying things.
Exactly.
You know, we say a lot of stuff on Facebook. We say a lot of stuff to our friends. But to actually show up instead of just speaking up really, really makes a huge difference. And it shows these veterans that, hey, people do care about you, and we want to make sure that, you know, you understand we are thankful for what you did for us.
Definitely. And Jason Hafeman, who was here the entire 12 hours, the man behind the idea, who's been working with Project Home for over a decade, and was like, you know what? A lot more veterans are starting to come to us. What's happening in our community? And started the Serving Those Who Served, where they now take those dollars that you helped raise for the repairs, the accessibility modifications, the energy improvements for our local veterans' homes.
Now, keep in mind, too, if you know a veteran that has some issues with their home that you know they could use a little bit of help, sometimes they're too proud to ask for help. A lot of the homes that we work on when we do Project Homes, Hammer with a Heart and Painathon, are people who are nominated by family members, friends, and neighbors.
Good point.
So don't be afraid to nominate them, because when the help does show up, then they're willing to accept it. But you have these people who, they're just, you know, pride, you know, sometimes gets in the way. So don't let that happen.
If you're just here, this, you're like, oh man, you know what? I do have an extra $25. I'd love to help out.
Yep.
The donation link is still going today. So you can text the word serve to 608-321-1063 and feel good. Today's
Q106. Amazing, amazing day yesterday, and awesome to see the community really come out and, you know, and really, really make a difference. That's what one of the great things about this job is that we do, is we give people a chance to do some good, because we live in an instant society. So, and I've talked about this a lot with Chef Dave, who has an organization going on where he's helping veterans as well. And he said, people are less apt to volunteer an hour of their time as they would to donate an hour of their wage. You know,
that is
an hour of their time. Because we live in an instant society. What can I do right now? Because I need this time. I the time is something that I need myself. Now, volunteers are always something that organizations need.
Definitely.
But people, if you give someone a chance to do things quickly, that's what we love about our text line is, hey, you know, you don't need to go to www.this, that, and the other. Just text in this word here. It's going to pop up on your phone. You're going to click it. Maybe you already have your credit card information on your Apple Pay on your phone right there. I mean, literally 30 seconds later, you're an ally. You're a hero for that.
That's such a good point. You're right. Why is that?
That's one of the things that I do with my nonprofit is I try to make it easier for people to do good. And that's the thing is, like, you know, my nonprofit, there's a lot of nonprofits out there that help out, you know, cancer charities and things like that. Mm-hmm. What I do is I help out other charities. So, because people have so, they just don't want to give up that time. Everything is so instant. They say like they have a goldfish's memory or grasp of time. It's even shorter than that. You really got to make it easy for them. They're not going to A, B, and C anymore. They just want to go A to C. Like, you got to get B out of the way.
And you know what's weird, though? You'll spend an hour scrolling through Facebook. You know that's what's funny?
And like, that's what I like to post on there, too, when I write things. And people, you're getting a little sassy. You're not doing anything right now.
Right.
You're scrolling. Like,
I think of that all the time.
Say, you're obviously not doing. Take a minute and vote for us in this. When we were doing that.
Yes.
You're not doing anything. If you're on Facebook right now, you're clearly not doing. I'm assuming you don't work in the world that we work in, where when I'm on Facebook, sometimes I'm goofing around, but other times I'm interacting with people, and that's what our job is to do. I know it sounds dumb, but also getting ideas and all that stuff.
Or you watch a movie that's over 2 hours long. So many movies
are
so long nowadays. Have you noticed it?
Yes.
In such an instant world.
We just went and watched Zombieland, and I think it's less than 2 hours long.
Whoa! That's a big deal these days.
It was really, because we watched the first one. The first one's an hour and a half.
Which,
all movies back in the day were an hour and a half, 90 minutes.
Exactly.
I love the Avengers movies, but 3 hours?
Jeez.
Come on. Make it a two-parter. I don't know what you're
going to
do. But yeah, it seems like we have no problem dedicating our time. Or we're going to binge watch. We're going to watch 9 hours of The Office without taking a break. But we're not going to take 5 seconds to go and help someone build a little free library or something like that.
When my mom is like one of the main volunteers for my home church turkey dinner, and she even said, she's like, this is a problem. This generation of volunteers is dying off. We don't know if this 80-year tradition of the turkey dinner, which is the biggest fundraiser for our church, is going to continue because the next generation, like you were saying, they think, an hour of my time.
Yeah.
Do you know how many hours of volunteer my mom has to put into that behind the scenes? And that generation thinks nothing of it. They're like, that's fine. It's for my church.
Yep.
Yes, I will volunteer 5 hours.
I can't tell you how many times I've gotten requests of people from people, hey, can you come on out to this charity event? We need you out there for 3 hours. And I'm like, ooh.
3 hours? Can I do an hour and you get 3 volunteers?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man. Because I don't have a lot of time.
Of your whittling. But that's like over 2 hours for one item, right, you said?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was up till 10:30 last night whittling. So and I spent a lot of time, doing that. But time is something that you can't create more of. And
that's
it's something that people find more valuable than money. But,
that's why you got to make the memories, like going with your in-laws to Mexico for an all-inclusive resort with your kids.
So how much time are you going to be spending with the in-laws? And how much time are you and Brad going to have to go be,
Well, I think,
are you going to go out and hit the night? Is there a club?
There is a club.
Is there a club in there?
And discotheque.
Oh, disco.
So I think Brad and I will get one night away where it's like we're going to go to the one fancy restaurant on the resort because it is a family one.
Okay.
So the kids are allowed at all of the restaurants except one.
Are you bringing the kids to the fancy restaurant?
They're not allowed.
Oh, gotcha.
The fancy restaurant is for adults. So it's Le Trois. It's the French restaurant. So Brad and I
What's that mean? What's Le Trois mean? My daughter,
I don't know. I think Le Trois is even a restaurant in downtown Madison, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the same name of... Yeah, we got to look it up.
So it's a French restaurant? So it's French food?
It'll be fancy. And that's why I love my husband, because he can explain all the food since he's a chef. So he makes the experience like, okay, now I can eat this stuff. This is fun. And it's romantic. So we'll do that one night.
Is it going to be romantic?
Yes,
even
with him
though,
it will.
Well, but even though, anytime I was hanging out
not with you. It would
I
be
was with Brad at the airport, and him and I had a romantic time. So I'm not going to lie. Anytime I've been around him, he's a romantic guy. I get that.
Oh, my gosh.
But is there a cost romance line where, like, it's the, like, where you're going to be looking at the bill and like that's
no,
gonna...
that's an all-inclusive resort.
Oh.
So this is all the restaurants, all the food, all the drink is 100% paid for.
So, but does that mean like if you're like, yo, send me another plate of...
Nope. Do it.
I bet they will do that?
They will do it. So you're supposed to stick with their menu. And then, but I've been to a couple resorts where it's like, I really enjoyed that shrimp dish.
Because here's the problem
I
have with fancy food.
They're like, yeah.
Like a shrimp dish is, first off, it's insanely expensive. It'd be like one piece of shrimp with like a bunch of stuff drawn on top of it. Like everything is a bite. It's like, here's how we're having
fun. Right.
If you go and get me a serving spoon, all right, and the pot you cooked that in,
oh my gosh,
and bring that to me, then now we're getting somewhere. But like, it's always like it's a plate, the size of a record, with a dish on there the size of a thumb drive.
Yes, that's very true. I have been to those restaurants.
I don't like that.
And it was $300 total when Brad and I, but it was an experience.
I would fight someone
for
that.
But it was like five different, and I couldn't have done it by myself. I needed Brad to explain the dishes because they were artistic, like a Chef Dave or artistic, where you're like, what am I about to eat, though? What is this? Can you explain it to me, and how do I eat it? Because there's a proper way where it's like, no, they do this on purpose, where you get everything on one bite and then enjoy it.
I don't want you to draw.
Oh, my God. Here's your well-done burger. Shut up.
I don't want you to draw my food for me. Give me a vat of Hamburger Helper and get the hell out of my way. Like I'm here for quantity and flavor. You know?
So you would love the buffet. The buffet. The buffet. You'll love the buffet.
One of our favorite things to do is we go to Ho-Chunk in the Dells. They have a breakfast buffet. And I'll knock that thing out. Bring the fat pants, kids. And then also, I'll beat them up on orange juice because you get free drinks. Oh, bring that. Each one of them glass of orange juice is like $4. Yeah, you keep bringing that orange juice, lady. Yeah, keep bringing that in.
My favorite experience, real quick to wrap this up, was going to an all-inclusive resort. It was a rainy day. You know, all the beer, all the drink is free.
Okay.
They didn't know they were messing with Wisconsin nights. Oh, so we went to the ping pong tables. We're like, keep bringing the beer. We're playing beer pong today if it's a rainy day. And the servers were laughing the whole time. They're bringing us just like nonstop cervezas. So like, it was so much fun. So I don't know. I'm going to have a great time. I'll be back next Tuesday. Don't worry. Famous last words.
That's exactly right. Don't worry. It's okay. It's an all-inclusive resort where the kidnapping is even included.
Hey, this might become the most popular episode then if I don't make it back next Tuesday.
Final episode. Yeah, exactly. Farewell to Steph. And on Tuesday, we're going to be taking auditions for a new morning show co-host.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.